From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. So a little backstory here. I was listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on WLRN. I was actually sitting in the studio for one of Ed Bell's live shows, and I heard this band, and I thought, who is this? And it turned out that it was the guitarist Aaron Libos and his band Aaron Libos Reality. And I'm very happy to say that Aaron Libos is here in the studio with me today. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Alicia. Thanks for having me.
So you have a new CD out. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What's the name of the CD?
It's, I guess, self-titled, Aaron Libos Reality.
You grew up here in Miami, right?
I am born and raised Miami native.
At what point did you pick up the guitar? How old were you?
Maybe 11, 12.
So what were you listening to back then?
Pretty much, I grew up listening to the great 80s pop, which I love to this day. And
like what?
I mean, Tears for Fears, Duran Duran.
Did you start playing like rock right away?
Yeah, Zeppelin, Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Doors, The Allman Brothers.
I wanted to talk about the influences that I hear in your music. And
please.
You can tell me if I'm completely off base. I hear like 70s fusion.
But you can't use the fusion word.
Can you tell people why?
I don't know. I don't know. But I know every time I've used it in the past, people are like, dude, don't say that. Don't say that. So I guess I would call my stuff jazz, funk, rock. Hopefully some world music in there.
And I heard some Frank Zappa influence, maybe.
You know what? I've heard that actually. And the crazy thing is, I've barely listened to Frank Zappa at all, but it's on my list to do.
So how did you find your way into your own musical voice?
I guess I was always into, you know, improvised music, jammy kind of stuff, or jazz, you know, and I got into real jazz when I was about 18 at Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade has a very good jazz program. University of Miami, which is where I finished up my undergrad. That's, you know, obviously a great jazz program. And then I just did my master's a couple years ago at FIU.
Do you feel like growing up here and studying, you know, spending so much time studying music here has shaped you as a musician at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I was in a band called The Kind, which had like my brother and a lot of other great South Florida musicians. And I was playing in that group like when I was 16, 17 at Washington Square, at the Talk House, at the Cactus Cantina, which is kind of the era right before like the early 90s DJ kind of took over South Beach and eliminated a lot of the live music venues. I've definitely seen the scene get better the last 4 or 5 years, finally, you know? I mean, with everything, with all the arts, with the Cleveland Orchestra, which I've seen a few times, just amazing. You know, a bunch of the venues that have come up the last couple of years, the stage, PAX. It's amazing what like a good venue can do for the scene.
Maybe you can talk about some of the individual tracks on this new CD.
The fourth song, Hongs. Really, the responsibility is on me and my pedals to make different textures and hooks. You know, mix in, I guess, some of the jazz harmony with kind of indie dance rock, like textures.
Well, I've been speaking with Aaron Libos. The name of the new CD is Aaron Libos Reality. That's also the name of the band. And you can hear the full hour-long performance on South Florida Arts Beat on our website, WLRN.org. Aaron Libos, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Alicia. Been a pleasure.
From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.